Congratulations. You do have a tough job ahead.
Yeah, the Scottish Labour Party sits in third place, but I think that we are beginning to see a reawakening of hope across Scotland and a reawakening of interest in the Labour Party as the vehicle for delivering that hope. So I think the tide is beginning to turn. I'm not complacent about it. There's a lot of hard work for us to do, but I think if we continue to build a movement for real change inside Parliament but also outside Parliament, I think that will provide us with a platform which will put us in a position where we can be challenging nationalism again.
It was an overwhelming win for yourself. Why do you think that was against Anna Sarwar?
Well, I think that the political platform I stood on was a radical one. It was an optimistic one. It was a hopeful one. And I think the terms of debate moved during the course of the leadership election in that direction. I was absolutely delighted to get the support both of the Labour Party grassroots but also the trade union movement, and I think winning a majority in both sections is important because it gives me a very clear mandate.
And today you mentioned you want to be the next Labour First Minister of Scotland. Going from third to First Minister, it's a big ask, isn't it?
It's a big ask, but if we don't believe in ourselves, how can we expect anybody else to believe in us? So I am clear that the Labour Party offers the solutions that the people of Scotland need answers to. We are the party of change. We've always been the radical party of Scotland, and I want to get us back in the position that I think we ought to be, which is where people look to the Labour Party as a party of optimism and hope, and the party which provides the vehicle for delivering that hope and delivering change in the country.
Woke up to the front pages this morning, Kezia Dugdale heading to the jungle. What was your reaction when you read those headlines?
Well, I had no idea about it. My initial reaction was one of a bit of disappointment, but it's something that we will need to consider as a Labour group next week in Parliament, and we'll consider it and reach, I think, what I hope will be a sensible solution.
Calls for her to be suspended. Do you think that's right?
That wouldn't be my initial reaction, but we will need to consider it in the group. That's the decision. That's the forum where the decision needs to be made, and that's where it shall be made.